Inside of a church here in Omaha, there are thousands of pipes hidden behind the walls, which are connected to 16 large brass tubes, each one crafted by hand. This is the pipe organ at the First United Methodist Church, and right now, after more than a year of meticulous restoration, it is almost done, but not quite finished.
The longest pipes are 16 feet long, as I mentioned, but it goes all the way from those massive pipes down to pipes that are maybe just the size of a pencil or smaller that make delicate little kind of tinsely sounds.
That's Mark Kurtz, organist, composer, and director of music ministers at the church. He has spent years getting to know this instrument, and he says it is unlike almost any other. The organ dates back to 1957, when the church itself was built, and it was designed in the tradition of what is known as the American Classic Organ, a concept pioneered by builder G. Donald Harrison, who believed a single instrument could speak in many musical languages at once.
His innovation was, what if we could play music from all different time periods and in all different styles, from, say, German 17th and 18th century music to French 19th century music to even theater organ music of the 20th century? What if we could have all of those styles and all of those sounds within one instrument? And that was a new thing at the time.
That ambition is written directly on the console, the command center Kurtz calls the cockpit. Among its 98 stop knobs, you'll find words in French, German, and English, each pointing to a different sound tradition of a different century. The organ has been expanded twice since it was first installed, most recently by the Vidin Pipe Organ Company of Lincoln. When the work is completed, the instrument will have 75 ranks, 75 individual sets of pipes, each one with its own character.
I think about it a little bit like when we were kids and we had the 64-color Crayola.
Mark Kurtz grew up in North Dakota. He is the son of a Lutheran pastor, and he came to the organ sideways, pushed by his mother with a practical argument.
My mom said to me, you know, if you learn to play the organ, someday you could have a church job. Mom's always right.
He went on to study composition at the North Carolina School of Arts, and he has spent his career weaving together worlds that don't always overlap. Church music and theater, Bach and gospel, the historic and the experimental. And last year, a musical he wrote for young audiences based on a book by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor premiered at the Kotori Theater in Kansas City. But Kurtz keeps returning to the pipe organ. His idea of what it means to play a handcrafted instrument in an age of digital everything, his answer is direct.
There's just so much life and vitality and reality.
With the restoration nearly completed, just one rank of pipes still to be installed, the church is preparing to celebrate. The upcoming concert will feature Kurtz alongside his associate, organist Marie Meyer, and Resonance, a professional choral ensemble based in Omaha. Together, they will perform Marie's Duruflé Requiem, a piece by Aaron Copland, in a choral work Kurtz composed himself 15 years ago, one he wrote in honor of Myers, who will accompany it on this very organ. For Mark Kurtz, the concert is both a homecoming and a debut, a chance to finally hear what this instrument in its most completed form can do. The concert takes place this Thursday, March 19 at 7:30 p.m. More information is available at fumcomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.